This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mike, four in a row, having trouble with the pitching, the hitting. I'm just wondering what their level of concern.
Yeah, great question. I appreciate it. You know, long term, zero. I have no concern about this club at all. I have complete confidence. You know, this too shall pass. You know, we're in a situation where today was the first game that's really gotten away from us in almost all season, right? Every game's been right there. You know, and I have the privilege of seeing how this club goes about it, how they compete, their heart, their preparation, all the things. We're in a stretch now where we're not getting it done. Now, I don't want to say that there's no level of disappointment or frustration. That's two different buckets, right? Long-term concern, none, zero. I know we're going to end up right where we want to end up, and that is, in October. Right now, yeah, we've got it, to your point. Starting pitching, we haven't been able to get deep in games. Weren't able to hold them there today. And, you know, we weren't able to put together some as consistent at bats. But, you know, one of that optimistic point of view is a couple of things. Look at the defense we played today. You know, look at the defense we played over the last three games in New York. I mean, today was, you know, almost a virtual highlight reel. I've had to run a cutoff and relay, a lot of different things we were able to do, Crony making plays, even, you know, DP in the ninth inning. When I see guys laying their heart out there, regardless of circumstances, it says a lot about the club. We're going to have moments like this. You just are. Again, don't love them. Got to spin out of it. Got to figure it out. I get all of that. Good news is this group and I have that experience, and we'll figure it out. We're playing a good club, and we've got to be a little better consistently. In some cases, a lot better consistently. The other thing that was really encouraging tonight, that's a great example that I don't want it to go unnoticed, was Manny. You know, we talk about effort level, and that's appropriate. You know, we're all under question. But, you know, I've taken the stance as far as this is a guy that's shown up with an ailment that's real, a soft tissue, you know, situation that, you know, he's trying to monitor. And, has gone out there and played. Today, you know, yesterday I talked to him after we got in the air at the hotel. Like, how did you feel? Actually, I talked to him after we both got ejected. So that was a little time from bonding. He's like, man, it's the best I've felt. I feel like me again. And then we went and saw two great examples. One, you know, it's a ball through the middle, Turner can't get to. Busted out of the box, he's in a position to be in a position to go to second, hustles into second, sets us up for a run. And then the last at bat, you know, again, 9-2 game, Turner makes a great play on him, really nice play, nice swing, and he's getting down the line, giving the kind of effort we want. So, you know, those are all positive things that I want to make sure we point out.
Mike, understanding the long-term optimism and lack of concern, in the short term, you've got Nola and Sanchez coming up. You know what this team looks like offensively. How is there any concern about getting out of this?
Yeah, not a concern we're going to get out of. Like I said, this too shall pass. Yeah, we're aware of the next 2 days. You know, we're not naive to the fact we got Nola and Suarez going the next couple of days. We you know, listen, but we got Michael King going. And Michael King's been pretty good. And we got Matt Waldron going. And Matt Waldron's been pretty good. And we have something for the back of our bullpen. It's a good club. I mean, let's don't kid ourselves. That's a good club we're going to face. So, yeah, short term, got to go. You got to figure it out. Got to be a little more consistent, a little better when you play, you know, anybody in this league, but especially a club like this that plays well. But, you know, like I say, this is not something that is going to – I'm overly concerned about Wingern with the quality of not only player we have, but preparation. And I just – again, I have that privilege of seeing that.
Back to Manny, the effort level you alluded to tonight, is that what we can expect from him every night going forward, or is that something that's going to be maybe up and down as he comes in and feels different coming back?
Yeah, I think that's something that I want to have some grace in, and I'm not ever going to alibi lack of effort. But also, again – if you play 162 games and you're playing with something you're banged up on, being able to pick your spot to regulate is part of it. It just is. It's widespread. It has been. It will be in this league. Not giving effort appropriately when you have it, that's the key. When you have it, you give it. And so he gave it tonight. And like I said, he just came off a soft tissue issue, and you know, he was able to, you know, get himself back to where he was today. So I think any regular you're going to see play, there's going to be some regulation of effort level, whether it's Manny or pretty much anybody in this league. Somebody's going to post, you know, 150 to 160 times a year. Great question.
If you had an answer, you would have fixed it. But this inconsistency from the starting pitching, where you guys find yourself down by, say, 5 or 6 runs halfway through the game, it would seem almost impossible way to win a lot of games.
It's no recipe. We've talked about this. It's just not, you know, and I've said it from the beginning, and, you know, we can talk about offenses. Our offense has been pretty consistent. You made a great point the other day. You know, our last 4 innings, we didn't put together really any string of at-bats. That's super rare to the point you pointed out. My ultimate point of getting at is, you know, this league is, you know, based on pitching, you know, and we have a good offense and I like our offensive approach. But if you don't have consistent starting pitching, you're going to have a hard time being a consistent club that's going to shake hands, because it compromises your bullpen. And like you say, you get down, and it's a tough league to come down and be down consistently.
Randy has shown like some growing things, but Absolutely. Right now he's in this rotation for a while, it would seem. Does it need to happen quick?
I think it's happened.
Okay.
But I think we're also, again, my expectation for these guys are always high. And then there's also, this guy's been better, good. Tonight wasn't one of his better outings. You know, for an everyday, you know, starting pitcher in this league, that's, you know, can happen. But for a guy breaking in to learn how to start in the big leagues, that's part of the growing pains. And unfortunately, growing pains, they hurt. All right. And so, but we learn from him. He's learned. And that's the other part about the optimism, not blind, but I have not only conviction in with this group, but experience with. When you have a group that has that continual process of getting better, i.e. Matt Waldron, Michael King, more consistent, you know, Vasquez up until tonight, more consistent, and you have Adrian Morihone, more consistent, Estrada, more consistent, you know, here we keep graduating, keep moving, and we'll keep doing it.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.